I think that's the end of the first round of the net, and I'll just give a bit of rubric about VMARS. VMARS is a society of 500 plus people worldwide, but mostly in the UK, whose express interest is vintage radio equipment, and that's radio in every sense of the word, from radar to teletypewriter to military stuff, post-war to pre-war to all sorts of stuff, and it's amateur as well as military, so all sorts of interests. We run a big online archive of manuals. We run a quarterly technical magazine, which is excellent, a monthly newsletter, which is good. Good to excellent, I should say, to avoid any confusion. We run auctions and a couple of reflectors for people to buy and sell and to ask for advice. And that's the very brief description. If you want to know more, please go to vmars.org.uk. vmars.org.uk. Well, we're going to go back to the top of the list now. Conditions seem to be with us at the moment, so let's stay with it and see how we get on. So back to Brittany. Fox 4 Victor Sierra Charlie, this is G3YYH, portable, bye for you.
Yes, from Foxtrot 4 Victor Sierra Charlie. Well, Tony, conditions not bad. Just towards the last three or four people on the last overs, range of overs, conditions dropped down a little bit, and on your signal, but now picked up again. So I'll quickly run through some signal reports. You're still 5 and 7 to 5 and 8, Tony. G3HCW 5, 8 to 9. Trevor PA3BOH is 5 and 8. Phil MW0KGP was 5 and 8 to 5 and 9. Martin G3YJO on the 53 was 9 plus, and so was Alan G4TEN. Ian G6TVJ was 5, 9 plus on your homebrew setup. Very nice. Justin on the SingCal was 5 and 9 plus. So we've got two quotes on the Red Hand Gang here. Robin, G0GNE, 5 and 7 on your 3, 2, 1, Robin. Mike on his T1154, G3MHX was 5 and 7. Martin on your Martin M0MGA on your wireless set number 12, 5 and 8 on the meter, but sounding like 9 plus. Sorry to hear that your aerial's down. I wonder if you've got some thoughts of what you're going to do for that. Mervyn was 5 and 8 on his Collins 32V3. Ken at the Yorkshire Air Museum on the ART 13 was 5 and 6 to 5 and 7. Colin G3TSK was 5 and 9. Martin G4JSX was 5 and 8. Gerald, hello Gerald, thanks for the good wishes, on G3LEO was 5 and 7. Bob at lovely Wotton in Norfolk, G6AVI was also 5 and 7. And Stuart was 5 and 8 G0TBI, but sounded actually much bigger signal than that on the 1509. Right, that's it. Still raining here, on and off. Back to you, Tony. Hope all that was copied. I am recording the net. I will put at least the first half of the net onto the website for those who may be interested. We'll see how we get on with the second half. G3YYH. F4VSC.
F4VSC, G3YYH, portable. Very good evening. Ian, you're still 5 and 8, and thank you very much for making the recording, and I'm sure it to be welcome on the website, so thank you for that. But it's still 5 and 8, so good signal. What if Trevor's still there? Papa Alpha 3 Bravo Oscar Hotel, G3YYH, portable. PA3BOH, this is G3YYH, portable.
I'm multiple exceptions. Bob, you came through with a cracking signal. I think you must have been 5 miles to 10 or 20, so I don't know what you've done to your aerial, but I know your reports are always very good for everybody, but it must be an incredible aerial because you came through with an enormous signal here, which certainly wouldn't expect at this time of the day. Anyway, all the signals were slowly dropping down and it couldn't quite reach you anymore. But just resume you slowly. Anyway, I won't run through the list of things that are going to be a lot of people on my phone. Hello, Tony. G3YYH,
PA3DOH, over to you. PA3DOH, this is G3YYH, portable. Tough copy at the start of that over, Trevor. About 4 and 6 at the start of the over, but you came up to about 5 and 7 with some QRM. But all Q5 for the last 4/5 of your over. And thank you for your good wishes. Let's move north now to... Andy has signed, has he not? So... Oh, if Martin signed, I can't remember now. Martin YJO, G3YJO, G3YYH, portable.
Yeah, G3YYH, G3YYH, portable, sorry, G3YJO. Well, conditions are a little bit on the change. Let me see, Trevor dropped back a bit to about strength 8 for 30Q5. You've dropped right down from 9 plus down to about strength 5 now, Tony. But still just about copy for us, which is quite a bit of curiosity. Everybody else has been a very good Q5 throughout. Very nice signal. So good morning to you, Gerald. It was good to work you on 60. And the C12 sounding really nice. And also Ken at the Air Museum, very good signals, and good morning to Mervyn too, and of course others. Well, I was almost G3YJO portable because I was had my wireless headset on, and I managed to cut the entire lawn during the over, and just finished it in time for the second round. So it was an interesting sight, cutting the lawn with the wireless headset on, listening to the net. So very productive. Right, thank you very much indeed for running the net, Tony. Great job. And as I say, should we mention in dispatches for doing this for a portable location? G3YYH, approval, G3YJO.
G3YJO, G3YYH, portable. Some feedback there, sorry about that. I need to turn the audio down when I go to transmit, and I keep forgetting to do it. It's still a good signal, Martin. Still around 5 and 9 on the wireless set 53. But I think conditions are on the slide, and I'm a bit concerned about how well people are hearing me. So what I'm going to propose is that we keep the things pacey from now on, please. So please can we use short overs from now on. Phil in Wrexham, it's MW0KGP, G3YYH, portable.
In the restoration game, I don't think I can find doing. So, all that fun. So, cheerio to you and everybody else. I've got to go now because you want to get these incredible things at the paper.
MW0KGP, G3YYH, portable. Yes, we all need to do what we promised to our wives, don't we? So have a good day, Phil, and thank you for joining the net. Very good. Ian in Bristol, Stoke Gifford, G6TVJ, G3YYH, portable.
G6TVJ returning. Okay there, Tony. Thanks for that. I think it's still... I think it's still raining, but it's well, I think it is actually, yeah, so still not too good outside this morning. Well, interesting conditions this morning. I'm still just about hearing Ian, but Trevor's last over was pretty good, about five over nine, quite steady, 5 over 9. And then Martin, G3YJO, was really quite poor, only about 5 over 9 as well. whereas on previous owners, Martin was much stronger. But there we are, Sarah on that last over, about 10 over 9, that microphone sounded pretty good, and who else have we got then going on, Josh in was sitting on our Josh, that's about 10 over 9, Robin, Robin about 5 over 9, you're often a bit scratchy with me, Robin, but it was all heard. Mervyn, you were a good signal, you're about 10 over 9, so not too bad with me. Ken was about 5, maybe 10 over 9, so a good signal from Ken. Colin was between 5 and 10 over 9. G4JSX, usually a good strong signal from you, you're between about 10 and 15 over 9. Gerald, morning to you, you're always a good signal into Bristol, you're about 15 over 9, so always a good signal. Bob, very good signal. Well done, Bob. That aerial you've got there now working very well indeed. You were peaking about 20 over 9. didn't hear the G4AZU station. I heard Stuart. Stuart was about 10 over 9. Martin, M0MGA was about 10 over 9 as well. So hopefully I've got everybody in the point if I've left anybody out there. Not much else to report from this GTH. It's a rainy old day, but a good day for staying indoors and maybe working on a few things on the workbench. So I've got one or two restoration projects going on at the moment. Actually, got a bit of a queue of vintage equipment waiting to go on the bench. But one thing I'll be looking at, I've got an Eddystone 1837, which is a solid state. late 70s generation solid state HS receiver. It's sort of built half an old kind of old school thing with transistors, built a bit like a valve set with a coil pack and everything. But it has a frequency counter in it, so it's not synthesized, but it has a sort of frequency locking mechanism. So quite an interesting beast from that that era, that generation of the evolution of technology. You've got to ICs and transistors, but not quite managed a synthesizer. But there we are. And I've got one or two other things on the fence as well. But anyway, good morning this morning. Nice to hear lots of stations on. Thanks to you, Tony, for running the net. So I wish everybody a very good morning in 73, and pass it back to you there, Tony. G3YY8 from G6PBJ.
G6TVJ, G3YY8 portable. Still a very strong signal, 5.9 plus here, Ian, so very good. And yes, I know it's during this hobby an issue for the whole row of things that are waiting to be fixed, and I heard somebody once describe it as a shelf of shame. Projects you've had for months, years even, sometimes decades, which have not yet got to service the got to the bench for fixing. Next station is Keith in Beckford, not so far from me. Keith, I wonder if you're still there. You thought you might have to sign, but let's see. G3XGW, G3YYH portable. G3XGW, G3YYH portable, standing by. Keith's not there, is he? And it brings us to Alan on the south coast. Alan, Golf 4 Golf Echo November. This is G3YYH portable.
Hello, this is G4G. So I'm still here. And I might as well give the report that I didn't give because they came after me. So, G3MHX was. Zero, and then it went right up quite nicely. It was very hard to read. At first, unreadable, then it went to readable, then it got it up to good readable, no trouble at all. GW0FZY, good readable all the way, Justin. G0GNE, good readable, and then it got taken right down, Robin, in the QSB. I always have difficulty with your signal, I just don't know why. M0, MGA, Martin, good readable all the time. I'd just like to hear that transmitter, that 12. That really is nice. GW, I wish there's some more of it on the net. G08TBG, the Mervyn, good readable. GB0YAM. That, honestly, I think is the best I've ever heard you, Ken. Really was booming it. And I don't know why, this obviously condition must be a bit funny. GPTFK, calling good readable. Come on, you know, good strong signal there. That he was the strongest signal. You really come blasting it. So, that set you've got, that does its business, doesn't it? GPLEO, Joel, a good readable signal. And it's really nice to hear you back on the net. Oh, I haven't heard you for a while, and do keep it up, and you know, never know. G6AVI, good readable, Bob, as always. You've always got a good consistent signal. G0TBI, Stuart, good readable, very strong. And I want to ask something. If anybody knows this, in this 53 right now, the 813s are very recent. They're mullard and they have metal anodes as compared to the usual carbon anodes. And they seem to produce actually more, for a given amount of drive, they produce more power. So I was able to cut down on the drive and get the same output. And I don't know what metal they look. It looks kind of almost a bronzy colour. And I don't know if anybody knows what metal those anodes are made of, whether it's beryllium or something. Anyway, there we are. So, back to you. And I must say, you're making a scored effort sitting in the middle of a wind-swept field. G3YYH, portable. This is G4GEN. Over.
G4GEN. This is G3YYH, portable. I can't help you with the metal of the anode there, Aaron, and I can say that actually, although it's spotting with rain here, it's not a bad day, grey, overcast, spotting with rain, but I'm warm and dry, but there we are. Well, that's the steam image, it's G3MHX is still there. Mike, the G3MHX, this is G3YYH portable.
Martin G4JFX, very strong Martin, 519.20. showing the power of those things. They're not that powerful. They're coming through very well, actually. And G6 AVI, Bob, 5 9 plus 20, very strong with me, Bob, this morning. The G4 AZU station here, and Stuart G0 TBI, 5 9 plus 20, so all a nice solid signal from Stuart. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, and I'm going to wish everybody 73. Thanks for running the net, Tony, and hope you manage to get dry and everything once you come back from the portable setup with the Land Rover. Very good. Anyway, that's 73. This is TW0FZY. Timing, just listening for a few more minutes.
GW0FNY, this is G3YYH Portable. Very good, Justin. A bit of a struggle at the start of your over, but you came out of the noise and you ended up at 5.9 plus, fully quieting. So, excellent. Well done on the sync out. Let's go to Robin now in Elstead. G0GNE, G3YYH Portable. Near Longmoor Camp on your wireless set 12. M0MGA G3YYH Portable.
G3YYH Portable, this is Mike Golf Alpha. Yes, still on the wireless set 12, just to check watch. But I think the Gold Star goes to Gerald on his 6 watch on the C12. Not the 12, but the C12. It's just the slight variation on the name there. But the Pi C12 that Gerald's using was an interim replacement for the 19 set prior to, I think, the C13. Somebody might correct me, but I think that's right, the C13. And then after the C13, then came along the Phantom 321, which was the standard vehicle set. People have the Pi C12s and the cadet hooks, along with a wireless set 12 as well. I certainly remember both sets being in the cadet hooks in the 1970s, where we had a shiny new C12 and a somewhat battered 12 set. What are we doing? We've got some signal strengths here. Ian, on your last show, very good 5 and 8 signal strengths we're dropping off internationally, and Trevor, 5 and 8 as well. on your last over. Looking forward to seeing you very soon, Trevor. Some other signal strengths there. What have we got? We've got G3YGO, Martin on 53, 5 and 9. Good morning to you. And incidentally, hoping to look at a single strength meter for Tansman 321, doing a bit of a copy on your Armin 07 single strength meter. The AGC just come out on the control plugs on the 321, so hoping to do something there so I can get better signal strengths from the 321s. MW2 KGP, Phil, 5 and 9. G6TVJ, Ian in Bristol, good 5 and 9 on your TV transmitter, the PL509s. G4GN, Aaron on that lovely 53, good 5 and 9. And GWZSZY, Justin, on my SYNCAL, which I used to fix, 5 and 9 plus. That was a good over, that one, really a good plus sign there. And contact me offline regarding the SYNCAL problem that you're having there, Justin. Just drop us an email or anything on that. GZGV, Robin, closest station to me, but probably the poorest signal stream. 3 to 4 and 4, really, there, Robin, on your 321. I could just make out you were there at times. GWATVG, Merlin, 5 and 9. On your last over, and Ken on your AOT 13, 5 and 9. Colin, before you sign there, 5 and 9. And GSX, good morning to you, a lovely transmitter there, I think Coventry 5 and 9. Mentioned about Gerald on that lovely C12, really good for 6 watts, I think you take the prize there for the power and the DXing. G6 AVI, Bob, really strong, 5 and 9 plus, morning to you there, sir. Really booming in here. Didn't hear anything from G4AZU, only on his calling. Stuart, good morning to you on the 1509, good 5 and 8. So, many thanks for being there, Tony. I will be listening and standing by for the end, and back to you. G3YH, portable, Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Golf Alpha, G3YYH portable. Yeah, very good on the wireless F12, and Martin Dairfix has described it as a super regen wireless F12, and we know what he means. But lovely, yeah, it's just a lovely, very recognisable signal, Martin. So excellent, and thank you for riding shotgun for me today. Now, Mervyn's fine, didn't he? So let's see if Ken's there. GP0YAM, Golf Bravo, 0 Yankee Alpha Mike. This is G3YYH portable. Golf Bravo, 0 Yankee Alpha Mike, this is G3YYH portable.
G3YYH, Golf 3 Yankee Papa Zero.
Morning Stuart, G3YPS, if you don't mind I'll put you on the bottom of the list, and we'll come to you in a minute. It won't be many minutes, I don't think, before we get to you. G3YPS, writing that down. So Ken's not there. Colin said he might have to go as well, so let's see. G3TSK, G3TSK, this is G3YYH portable. Nothing heard. G4JSX Martin, G4JSX, G3YYH portable.
G3YYH portable, G4JSX. Well, signals are pretty much the same as they were last time round, and with the exception of the Continentals who have gone down about 1S point. Thanks for the reports, everybody. Reports for those who haven't had one yet. Gerald, G3LEO, good 5 and 9, Gerald, on the C12. Also good path to up there, I think, from here. Bob, it's all been said before on this net. You're louder than I've ever heard you before, Bob. G6AVI, 5 and 9. So whatever you did a couple of weeks ago, it works really well. G0TBI, again, 5 and 9, with a bit of what I thought might have been a bit of hum in the background, or a bit of a fan or something running in the background. And also, not that he came back, G4AZU was about a 5 and 8. So well done for running the net, Tony. It's not raining here near Coventry just yet. I hope it's not with you. G3YYH portable, G4JSX. Cheers.
Yes, Martin, this is G3YYH portable. It's still 5 and 9 plus, Martin, of course, a really good strong signal. And thank you for your comments. Let's move north now to see if Gerald is still there. I'm sure he's remarkably well with the 6 watts and the
5C12. G3 LEO, G3 YYH portable.
G3 YYH portable, G3 LEO, yes, I'm still here. Conditions are definitely dropping out, so you've done a wonderful job, I think, if you really have. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So, many, many thanks, and just one very small request. It is a good cut to the end of the day. If you call it G0NRK, it's Mike in Barnard Castle. With a new opportunity for user, and still trying to get grips with it. Bye-bye to you, many thanks, and look forward to the next time. G3 LEO off the cliff.
G3 LEO, this is G3 Norway, it's possible. Yeah, all fine, Gerald, still a very good 5859 signal with the Type C12. And now, I think the station of the day. Oh, by the way, I have added G0NRK to the bottom. I'm just in a couple of three stations' time, I think. Now, the station of the day, Bob. Well done, you. G6AVI, G3YYH portable. G3YYH portable, G6AVI. Well, I've just put up a stop here, I think. And Colin DSK would say, he's got in favour at least. And well, look here, it's very good, very well on reception. It's fairly well on transmit, but to be fair to it, it's only between 12 and 18 feet high, so I'm probably not doing it justice, but I've managed to get this one up at around about 30 feet, so the centre about 28 feet, so I'm pleased it's working very well, and thank you everyone for giving some knowing support. It just leaves just one, I think, before And I love that little noise at the end. When you switch over, it's kind of a peak noise. And you're so strong that I can hear noises in your shack. it's just like standing behind you. And a wonderful signal. It's really on how the conditions do change. And yourself there, down in the mornings for a lot of the time, but we climbed up to around about 9, meeting you where you are on the handover. And you've done a very good job with Corey. It sounds like you're enjoying it. And it's interesting to know if you have your little end of what happened with the last time. With that, I'll pass it back to you, and have a wonderful week. G6AVI, the G3YYH portable. Yes, my backside is much more comfortable, thank you. And the upgrade of the seating in the back of the Land Rover, definitely a good move, and made life much more comfortable. Still 5.9 plus, quite a lot there, Bob. Keep it going. Well done. Right, on to Kinder now. Stuart, G0TBI. Hi there, Stuart, G3YYH portable.
G3YYH, G0TBI, not portable. Hang on a minute. It's because I've got the SCR on in the background. Stand by. Right, sorry about that. Muted the SCR. I was having my breakfast, you see, some toast. Wait, every station copyable on the G4FPH website, other websites are available. If John's listening to his 2W0XHO, you're going to send me some information, John, if you're about. I hope you're well. He may be indisposed at the minute, but he's going to send me some information about his website so I can put something together as PRO. So that's that one. But notable signals from NJ and Justin, who's called Fire Escapes, me at the minute, Martin MGA, Who else? Bob, AVI. Yes, I concur, Bob. Your signals are remarkable the last couple of weeks. So, spurring me on to do a little bit more with my aerial, as and when I can, but trouble is I never stop still for more than 2 seconds. Very nice indeed, and interested to hear what you've actually done physically. Have you changed the aerial? Have you reviewed the aerial? Changed its height, etc., etc.? Martin, YJO, I think needs to write something for us in one of the newsletters or something about how to construct the best aerial. I gather he studied it in great detail. I heard Gerald there as well. If that was the C-12, Gerald, that sounded very nice indeed. Good quality audio on that. And I wonder if it's been sold yet. I did see your little ad. I've got my own one, of course, and to my shame, I've not been on it for quite some time. Perhaps I ought to soon. Anyway, that's all from me. Every station copyable. Nice to hear. I didn't hear Mervyn, though. I didn't hear Mervyn, so I'm sorry I missed you, Mervyn, if you're still monitoring. I haven't spoke to yourself or John for several weeks now, so I hope all is well. So I may see some of you at Newark next week. I'm going up on Wednesday, and obviously busy. And we'll catch some of you at the National Anthem for the... one for the radio amateurs of the UK and also international ones. So there we are, just to preach to the ignorant. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you, Tony. I wonder if your car a weekend, your Cheltenham Club weekend, or are you actually out portable on your own? I didn't quite catch that. 73, and thanks for running the net. T3YYH, T0TBI in the group.
G0TBI, G3YYH portable. Yes, Stuart, it's another field day weekend for the local club, so I have my large fried breakfast supplied by the local postmaster, also a licensed radio amateur, of course. It's a bit damp here in the field, but we're enjoying ourselves. I don't think we'll be busy. We're not having a barbecue this afternoon, but I think it might be a barbecue for 6 or 8 people rather than the 30 we had last time. So thank you very much for joining us, Stuart, and see you next week. I'm aware my signal is dropping, so my signal as received is dropping. So let's move on rapidly. Stuart, T3YPS, Yankee Papa Sierra, T3YYH, portable, standing by. Ian TVJ, if you're still there, please, do you think you could call in Stuart G3YPS? Bob, Q6AVI, I wonder if you could call in Stuart G3YPS, please.
Bob. Yes, I was relying on you, Bob, because you'd be on stage and copying now, and about anybody else who's copying me, very good morning to us, but conditions have changed. It's an excellent signal, that's been with this thing, about a couple of months, and Ian was coming in from Britain, I'm going to go to the hospital.
G6AVI, G3YYH portable. Thank you, Bob, for that. Much appreciated. Stuart, G3YPS, was 4 to 5 and 7 here, so a decent signal. Now, I think I need to give up now, because I think my signal has died to the point of people not hearing me. So, Bob, I'm going to ask one last favour of you, please. Could you call in G0NRK? G0NRK, that's the station with the new T11 station with a T1154. In North Yorkshire. If you could call him in, please, Bob. G3YYH portable standing by. G3YYH portable, G6AVI. Okay, G0NRK. G0NRK with hopefully a 1154. We'd like to test that out from G6AVI. From G6AVI. Is your friend transmitting from G6AVI? Thank you, Bob, for managing that situation, and good luck. We'll close the net now for anybody's hearing me, which I think is probably very few of you. G3YYH portable standing by.